Presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman.
And now, Superman. When we last saw Superman, he had just driven back a mass of rioting convicts at the Western Penitentiary of San Miguel, using a 20-foot timber as a weapon. For a moment, the situation is saved, but only for a moment. The Wolf and Kino are still barricaded in the dining hall with a few desperate convicts. As our story continues today, Superman has leaped into a cloud of tear gas and vanished. But already word of his unbelievable performance has reached the office of the warden and has also reached into the dining hall, the hiding place of Kino and the Wolf. Listen.
Hey, boss, where are you?
Here, Kino. What's the matter? Close the door. Listen. I just heard from one of the guys that tried to rush the gates. They couldn't do it.
Why not?
They were stopped. Forced back into the cell block.
What stopped them?
Not what. Who? Hey, boss, it was a guy in a red cloak that jumped over the wall, right out of a cloud of gas.
What? A man in a red cloak?
Boss, it's the same one, the one that stopped us from wrecking the Silver Clipper, and broke up our car and turned us over to the cops. He's here at San Miguel.
No, no, it's not possible.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else, too. That reporter's here. That Clark Kent.
Clark Kent?
Yeah, I seen him myself, running around a corner to the warden's office.
Ah, so Kent's here too, huh? We owe that smart young man something, Kino. And I think this is the time to pay him. Kent doesn't know it yet, but the minute he makes a move or gets in our way, well...
I get you. Say, how you gonna wake it?
Look, Kino, it's almost time. That gas is like a smoke screen over the yard.
So what?
Just this. When I give the signal, you and I and a few of the boys will dash across the yard to the steam plant.
Hey, boss, suppose they shoot at us from the towers?
Don't worry, they won't. In the first place, the warden doesn't want bloodshed. He's soft, you know that. He'll do his best to break the riot with tear gas.
He'll tell them to shoot if we make a break.
When we're ready to break out, Kino, they won't even see us. And they won't shoot when we rush for the steam plant. I've got a little trump card, Kino. A little surprise for the warden and Mr. Clark Kent. Help me fix this broken telephone wire, Kino. Open that box. If I can get the phone to work, I've got a little message for the warden. Now find that loose end.
And meanwhile, Superman, having forced the rioting convicts back into the cell block, unaware that the Wolf and Kino are barricaded in the dining hall, enters the warden's office as Clark Kent.
Who are you?
Is this Warden Bowman?
Yes.
I'm Clark Kent, the Daily Planet.
Warden speaking.
Warden, I'm calling from the dining hall.
What? Who is this?
You don't need to know, but you should know this. Miss Lois Lane is right here with us.
You've got Lois Lane?
Quite so, Warden. At the moment, she's safe, but she won't be safe long unless you do as you're told.
Man, think what you're doing.
Oh, I've thought, Warden. I've had weeks and months to think. When we leave this place, the girl is going with us. If there's any shooting, she'll be the first one to stop a bullet.
Wait!
And if there's a reporter named Clark Kent in your office, tell him to remember, too. Tell him to remember the Silver Clipper.
Wait! Wait! Come back here!
Warden, the Silver Clipper. The man who spoke to you was the Wolf.
How did you hear that? How did you know who he was?
Never mind. If he's got Lois Lane, there isn't a second to waste. I'll be back later, Warden.
Hey, Kent! Where are you going?
Just wait and see. I'm going to rush the dining hall. Have your guards ready when the mob comes out. So long!
Once outside the warden's office, hidden by the heavy clouds of rolling gas, Clark Kent in a split second becomes Superman, Man of Steel, and streaks for the roof of the dining hall.
Those devils... They've really got Lois. I'll give them something they'll never forget. Ah, there's the dining hall. Look at those guards trying to force their way in with tear gas. They'll never make it. Watch how long it takes Superman. Down. Down. Now then. Won't take me long to get in there. I'll rip through this roof in no time.
Hardly an effort, Superman bends to the roof, seizes sheets of metal in his bare hands, strips them off like paper, crashes through planks and beams, and leaps into the dining hall.
Hey, what's that? That guy in the red cape. I seen him at the gate. Run! beat it!
All over, boys. The riot stops right here. Now open those doors and march out in the yard with your hands up. Go on, move.
No, who is this guy? Run!
Quick! Quick! Keep moving. Out there and turn yourselves over to the guards. And if I were you, I'd have my hands up. Faster, boys, faster. And Kino. Didn't see them anywhere. Must be hiding in the cellar with Lois. But they won't hide long. Lois! Lois Lane, where are you? All right, if I've got to rip this place apart, I'll do it. But you'd better not be there when I find you, Wolf. Here I come.
But the Wolf is not to be found. Under cover of Superman's attack on the dining hall, he and Kino, carrying Lois between them, have slipped out a side door into clouds of smoke and made their way to the steam plant close against the prison's outer wall. There, with a small band of helpers...
Boss, what do we do with the girl?
You beast! Let me go!
Throw her in the corner, Kino. No, don't untie her hands.
What are you going to do?
Keep you with us, Miss Lane, as an antidote for Mr. Clark Kent.
Clark Kent?
Quite so. If Kent bothers us this time, I'm sorry, but it won't be too healthy for you.
Kent? But he isn't anywhere near
here. Oh, pardon me, but he is. Right up there in the warden's office, Miss Lane.
Kent!
Stop it, Kino, stop it!
She'll be all right, but you better hurry for us. They know we're here and they're getting ready to rush us.
All right, get the cover off the steam tunnel.
We'll be all ready in a minute. Hold them off. Boss, they're getting closer.
You over there. Have you got the steam lines rigged?
All ready. The Roger Teller will call them in steam.
Here they come.
All right, turn on the steam. Point the nozzles down the yard. Let them have it.
While half of the Wolf's men work frantically to open the tunnel beneath the steam plant leading to escape, the others fight off prison guards with live steam from the boilers. And meanwhile, not having found either the Wolf or Lois in the cellar of the dining hall, Superman streaks back to the office of the warden as Clark Kent.
We're rounding them up now, sir. Came pouring onto that dining hall as if the devil was after them.
Half of them said the devil was after them. They yelled about a guy in a red cape. Said he came right through the roof.
What about the ones in the steam plant?
We'll get them, Warden.
Warden, any news of Lois Lane?
Kent, where have you been?
Down in the yard, around the dining hall. But I haven't seen a sign of Lois. Warden, what do you think?
Kent, I don't know.
Warden, sir, they've turned live steam into the hose lines. Look, they're fighting off the guard.
The fools, what do they think they can gain by that? They can't get anywhere from the steam plant.
Warden, sir, I saw them. They ran across from the dining hall. They had the girl with them, Warden. They've got the girl in there in the steam plant.
Hey, where are you going, Kent?
Hey, call that reporter back. Stab him. Catch him. Dead.
A race against time. Lois in the power of the Wolf. Kent dashes into the yard, heedless of the warning cries of the guards, plunges into a cloud of steam, and at once becomes Superman.
Hey, oh, no, I won't. I'll have them up there in no time. Steam can't hurt me. Go on, boys. Turn it on full. Watch out for yourselves, because here I come, right through that door. Now then. What? Where are they? Oh, they fastened those hose lines to the window. Lois!
No! Please!
There she is. Faded, too. Gotta get her out of here. Turn off that steam, quick! When she comes around, she'll just see Clark Kent. And so will all the rest.
Oh. The tunnel. Down that tunnel.
Hey, this way. Miss Lane says they got away down the tunnel.
No, they didn't.
Hurry up.
We got them on the other side. Miss Lane, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Well, I reckon you can thank your friend Clark Kent for that.
Kent? I didn't see you. How did you get here?
Gee, Miss Lane, never mind that now. Point is, I did get here, and just in time.
Was it you that got me out? I thought I saw a tremendous figure in a red cape.
Gosh, I sure hate to disappoint you, Miss Lane. I guess you figured I was Superman.
Oh, no. Don't worry, Clark Kent. Why did you stop to look after me? If you'd been on your job, you'd have gone after those convicts down the tunnel. Oh, no. You'll never be confused with Superman.
Oh, look. Here comes the warden. Warden, is everything all right?
Hey, listen. We got them all but two. Two of those guys got away, broke through the tunnel, and got loose.
Warden. Which ones? Which ones?
That fellow named Kino and the one they call the Wolf. Kino and the Wolf have escaped.
Lois Lane is safe and unharmed, But the wolf and Kino have made good their escape, aided by the power of the Yellow Mask. And unknown to Clark Kent, a strange and terrible adventure lies directly ahead. Be sure to tune in next time and follow the story. And remember, be sure to tune in the next thrilling installment of the amazing transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.